those of you that don't know me, my name is Liz Margry. I'm an Associate Director of People Create, which is a learning and development organisation. And I've worked with some of you through the Cultural Leadership International programme and with others of you on various other aspects of the Cultural Leadership programme here in the UK. So it's very lovely to see some familiar faces and also to meet some new ones. I'm looking forward to spending the afternoon with you. Just by way of an introduction to what you can expect from this afternoon, this afternoon's programme is really split into two halves. The first half of our time together will be spent exploring the idea of audience development, and we have Sarah Boiling, who is the Interim Chief Executive of Audiences London, here with us today, and with her are some individuals from other cultural organisations here in London to just bring some of that conversation alive through case study. We'll then take some question and answers, and that will be my job to facilitate and keep us all to time, so help me out there, everybody. We'll then have half an hour break, and then we're going to spend some time with Tim Burley, who is Head of Development at Battersea Arts Centre, and we're going to have a conversation around sponsorship and fundraising. And given the testing times that we are in, witnessed as we see outside, backdrop for this afternoon, I think that session promises to be really, really interesting. Now, the final part of our day at 5 o'clock, we don't finish at five, we finish at 5:45 actually, is a speed networking event. I wonder how many of you are filled with delight and how many of you are filled with horror at that prospect. If you're anything like me, you'll pretend to be on the telephone in the corner, having a really, I do actually do that. So the purpose of that networking event is to help you all get to know each other, really, so that actually this evening's conversations are fun, are friendly, and especially considering that there's a larger majority in the room who know each other from a programme that they participated on in Beirut earlier on in the year. We're really mindful of that, and we want to ensure that everybody feels part of the same gang for today and tomorrow. So fear not, it will be a pain-free networking experience, I guarantee you, that's my personal promise. And in terms of my job in the room, really, it's simply this, to facilitate a really productive, energising afternoon, to look after you, actually, to ensure you're not too hot, you're not too cold, not too thirsty, that you can all see. There's plenty of chairs at the front, if anyone wants to join, over there in the corner. And also that we respect your participation and your attention in the room today. So if there's anything that you need or anything that you're not happy about, then I'm the person, okay? I'm your woman to come and talk to. So that's it really from me for this moment. I'd like now to introduce you, actually, no, one more thing before I begin. Sorry, I forgot. One of the things that we wanted to do, given that we're gonna be doing a structured networking event later on today, is just to begin some of the formal conversations around this whole conversation about cultural leadership and what that means for individuals. So just for 5 minutes, I'm going to invite you to do this. In pairs or in threes, I'd like you to turn to each other and have a think about what's important to me at the moment in my leadership. Now, the caveat that I would put around that question is you don't need the title of leadership here to answer that, because all of you within your professional practice will have a sphere of influence. You will have impact on other people, be that stakeholders, funders that you are trying to influence, be that colleagues or partner organisations that you work with. So I'd like you to think about that question in its broadest form, rather than thinking, well, actually, I don't manage anybody because I'm an independent artist, or I don't have that leadership remit within the organisation that I'm part of. So just thinking about you in terms of your influence and how you have impact, positively and professionally, what's going on for you right now? What's really important? Please share with your partner. You've got 5 minutes, off you go.